This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas goes into effect shortly. It's a day later than originally planned. Qatari officials made the announcement Thursday as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is to lead to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The diplomatic breakthrough promised some relief for the 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza who've endured weeks of Israeli bombardment. It also offered hope to families in Israel fearful for the fate of their loved ones taken captive during the Hamas October 7th attack that triggered the war. Violent clashes broke out in central Dublin after a five-year-old girl was seriously injured in a knife attack that also saw a woman and two other young children hospitalized. Irish police said that the girl was receiving emergency medical treatment in a Dublin hospital following the attack Thursday outside of a school. Soon after, at least 100 people took to the streets, some armed with metal bars and covering their faces. People said over 400 officers, including many in riot gear, were deployed in Dublin City to contain the unrest, which they said was caused by a small group of thugs. The party of anti-Islam, anti-migration politician is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. Result puts far-right lawmaker Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Kyiv official says that a Russian attack using cluster munitions has killed three people in a suburb of Ukraine's southern city of Kherson. The deaths bring to at least six the number of people killed in the war over the previous 24 hours. The Ukraine's interior minister says five people were wounded in the heavy shelling of a Kherson suburb during the afternoon, also saying more than 60 residential and infrastructure buildings were damaged in the attack. Cluster munitions, a type of bomb that opens in the air and releases smaller bomblets across a wide area, are used by both Russia and Ukraine, which has received them as military aid from the United States. Venice authorities have rolled out a pilot program to charge day trippers €5 apiece to enter the fragile lagoon city on peak weekends next year. The aim is to reduce crowds, encourage longer visits, and improve the quality of life for residents. The rollout of the tourist contribution came after Venice narrowly escaped being placed on the UNESCO danger list earlier this year because of the threat that over-tourism was having on its delicate ecosystem. Member states cited the proposed new entry fee and deciding to spare Venice from the list. The Venice mayor says the contribution is a first-of-its-kind experiment in regulating tourist flows and one of the world's most visited places. An inexperienced politician and heir to a fortune built on the banana trade has been sworn in as Ecuador's president. Daniel Noboa took on the job Thursday during a ceremony in the South American country's capital. Ecuadorians are looking to Noboa to restore the public safety that drug cartels and other criminal organizations have stolen. His term will run only through May 2025, which is what remains of former President Guillermo Lasso's tenure. Lasso cut his term short when he dissolved the National Assembly in May as lawmakers pursued impeachment proceedings against him. Ecuador's spike in violence is tied to the trafficking of cocaine produced in neighboring Colombia and Peru. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has told Argentina's president-elect Javier Milei that he plans to travel to the South American country so the two can meet. Milei's office said Thursday that Trump called Milei to congratulate the right-wing populace on his election victory. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.